Achieving your goals, perseverance, and gratitude. Estella had always wanted a little brother or sister. When she was 5 years old, she finally got her wish. Her little brother Alfredo was born. Though he was healthy in every other way, Alfredo had problems with his hips that affected the way he walked. When he was born, the doctors told mom and dad that he would probably never walk normally. Estela was a little bit sad that her brother couldn't run around with her like other children, but she loved him and played lots of other games with him. Mom and dad tried to find a doctor who would be able to help Alfredo, but all the treatments were very expensive, and the family couldn't afford it. They kept searching anyway, hoping that one day they would find a solution. Mr. Bravo, who lived near Estela and her family, saw the children playing together and wanted to help. He had a plate in his hip, and he thought that perhaps the doctor who had done his operation might be able to help Alfredo. "The clinic I went to was nothing fancy," he told mom and dad. "But they work hard and really care about their patients. I want to help Alfredo if I can."
"Thank you, Mr. Bravo," said dad. "It's so kind of you to help us."
Estela gave Mr. Bravo a big hug.
"Thank you, Grandpa Braulio," she said.
With Mr. Bravo's help, Alfredo began physical therapy and other special treatments that would help him walk. Several years passed, and Alfredo's movement improved a lot. With the help of walking frames and crutches, he was able to move around by himself. He approached every new challenge with determination and always worked his hardest to overcome his problems. At home, Estela helped him with physical therapies that strengthened his muscles. They always played together, and she was always supportive. They liked to watch sports on TV with Dad. Their favorite thing to watch was athletics, and they all loved it when the Olympics were on. Alfredo's favorite sport was the sprint. He dreamed of being a runner when he grew up.
"Mom, when I win gold at the Olympics, will you be at the stadium?" he asked.
"Of course, my sweetheart. We'll all be there.
I'll be holding a big flag for you," said Estela.
"I'll be cheering the loudest," said Dad.
"And I'll take lots of photos," said Grandpa Braulio, who had come over for lunch.
By the time Alfredo was 11 and Estela was 16, Grandpa Braulio was 96 years old. He had been ill a few times in his old age, but one day he got so ill he had to go to hospital. Alfredo, Estela, Mom, and Dad all went with him.
"You're going to be fine, Grandpa," said Alfredo.
"I don't think I am," said Grandpa Braulio, patting Alfredo's hand. "I've had a good long life. I'm only sorry I won't be able to see you win all those medals." When he passed away, the whole family was very upset. They would never forget everything he did to help them. Alfredo was getting better at running every day. He knew Grandpa Braulio would have been proud of him, and that made him practice even harder. Estela started to coach him. She was very good at it. She knew how much he had to train and how much he had to rest so that he wouldn't hurt himself. She also knew what food he should eat to keep his body healthy so that he could perform his best. With Estela's help, Alfredo's sprint time was getting quicker and quicker. Soon, he was running so often that he didn't have time to do his homework. "School isn't going to help me win my medal," he told Estela. "I don't need to study." "What about when they interview you on TV?" "People ask sports stars all sorts of questions. You'll look stupid if you don't know what they're talking about," said Estela. "I suppose that's true." "And you're very lucky to be able to go to school. You shouldn't waste your education." Estela helped Alfredo make a timetable so that he had time to train and to study. Mom and Dad were very excited when Alfredo registered for his very first race. He had signed up for the 100-meter sprint and for the 200-meter sprint. Estela helped him find sponsors, which was tricky as nobody knew him or how hard he had worked. On the day of the race, Alfredo was nervous. He knew he had tried his hardest, but what if it wasn't good enough? The stadium was full. It wasn't just runners preparing, but young athletes from lots of different events. They were all competing for the chance to go to the national athletics competition. Estela could see that Alfredo was nervous. "Don't worry," she told him. "Just run like you do when you train." Then she started his warm-up routine to calm him down and to prepare him. At the starting blocks, he waited for the race to begin. As soon as he heard the shot, he was off. He didn't have time to look at the other sprinters. He looked straight ahead, past the finish line, and ran as fast as he could. It was over so quickly. "How did I do? How did I do?" he asked Estela as soon as he caught his breath. "You came second," she cried and hugged him delightedly. Second was good, but he would have liked first. Alfredo looked around at other athletes. They all had the badges of schools with good sports programs, or even the names of well-known sports academies on their jackets. Then Alfredo understood. He had come this far, all the way to second place, with his sister coaching him and without a special sports program at his school. If he could achieve the same level as all the boys who had lots more help, and if he could do all that on the leg he once couldn't walk properly on, then he could do anything. The road to his Olympics gold medal would be long, but he knew he would make it with Estela by his side and with Mom and Dad cheering him on. The end.